If I went out that day, do I want this to be my legacy? Do I want to be known as the on YouTube teaching how to manipulate girls and lie to get some? What the is that? This lame. From the bottom of my heart, and I mean this, I am sorry if I reinforce some of your negative behaviors. If I reinforce anything evil and negative, I apologize, bro, because that was me projecting onto you, and it's not right that I did that. To all the women that I've hurt, that I used and lied to as a collective, I'm sorry for what I did if I came into your world and was just ruining your life. All right. So today is going to be one of the realest, most honest, heartfelt, genuine videos I've ever made. I'm about to tell y'all the story of how I died. No, that is not a joke. No, it's not a clickbait title. 100% I died. No posts. Gone. They had to bring me back. Mama was freaking out. Family was freaking, you know, all that. I actually shared this already with y'all as well, but I never told the story, and I told y'all I would. And I learned a lot through this experience and just reflecting on everything. And now that I really done turned my life around in a lot of different ways, I want to share this with y'all because I feel like it would be a disservice to bring y'all along this journey and teach y'all this, teach y'all that, but not tell y'all this and even right my wrongs in some areas. So in this video, I'm about to tell y'all the story of how I died. I'm gonna give y'all a brief backstory first. I'm gonna tell you what happened the day of. I'm gonna tell you what happened the next day and what I immediately learned right after that. And then we're gonna talk about the conclusion and the future of this channel. What's next, what's to come, what have I really learned from this, and what can you gain from this? Let's talk about the backstory. So for those that didn't know, I had a long-term relationship, a marriage, and it didn't go to plan. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go to plan, things went wrong. And there's several reasons and several components. I'm not gonna talk about all of them, but I'll talk about a few of them that I think are important that I wanna emphasize just so y'all can understand what led to everything that happened. So, you know, me and this girl, we had been together, I think it was about 3 years. And, you know, we tried to make it work. Young, just trying to make shit happen. On my end, I have a lot of knowledge. I have a lot of things that I know. I'm a God-fearing man, at least I strive to be, although I make mistakes, and I'm gonna get into that more. So I have a lot of knowledge. I have a lot of experience with women, those that don't know. I'm not saying this to brag, but I done, you know, had been intimate, trying to keep the profanity down on this one, you know, with over around women, right? So, and to go through that, that's hundreds and hundreds of women you talk to and fail with rejections, right? So I got a lot of experience when it comes to just hooking up. I got a lot of experience when it comes to having relationships in general, whether they was 3 months, 6 months. I also just have a lot of wisdom because I've had elders and older people. That's a lot of type of people I'm real close with who teach me things, right? But the one thing I never had was, at the end of the day, growing up at home, I was in a single parent household with my mother. My father, he was active in my life, so don't get it wrong, he was active in my life. But my dad, he had his own troubles. It had him going to prison, right, during my core years of life. So really, as a teenager, from around 11 or so, around there, yeah, 11, 12, I didn't see my dad no more until late teenage years, when I was around 16, 17. I didn't see him. I didn't talk to him. I didn't talk to my father for a core years of my life. I didn't have no father figure. I was learning stuff from friends. I had grandparents and cousins and stuff that tried to step in. But ultimately, you know, I was just out here doing stuff on my own, trying to figure it out, get it how I live it. You know what I'm saying? I already knew about game and all the dating coach videos since I was 16, 17 and all of that different stuff. But at the end of the day, it's one thing to have knowledge. It's another thing to have actually witnessed it yourself and be able to conceptualize what you're learning about. And that's one thing that I did not have. I did not have it growing up. So when I was in this marriage, there was a lot of mistakes I made. There was a lot of things I did wrong. And I could not forgive myself for a long time for the mistakes that I made. I took it so personal because growing up, I always told myself, and mind you, me and this girl, we had a little family. We wanted to really grow that, and I ain't gonna get too much into details, but you know, I messed it up. And in my mind, I took all the blame at first, and I was so hurt towards myself mostly because I said, man, I did not want to create and have another situation like I did growing up. You see what I'm saying? And because I had this ideal set, it had nothing to do with her as an individual. It was me and my own projection and ideals of what I was striving for. Like I teach you guys, when you so attached to an outcome and you do everything to try to make it go a certain way and this and that happen, you start to mess things up. You know, it's not about not caring, but there's this middle ground of just accepting that things gonna run their course and happen how they happen. And when you become too obsessed with micromanaging or trying to make this outcome happen, you set yourself up for disaster, and it only can ruin your mental state. And that's exactly what happened to me. You know, I made mistakes because I didn't know what it was like to be a husband. I didn't know what it's like to be an active father. You know, I've seen different aspects, but as far as me having it, I didn't have that. And I believe the whole time in the back of my mind, I had a fear of failing, which made me try to overcompensate and do too much, right? And that's how I felt right after it all happened, right? So this happened about a year ago that we split and went our separate ways. And at first, I just couldn't forgive myself. I had a lot of anger. I had a lot of hurt that was there because of the situation. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to get on dating apps, you know, use my good looks, use, you know, what I got going to my advantage. And I got on there, got a whole bunch of matches, and just started hooking up with girls. You know, I had this sadness and this dark cloud over my head for some time. And what I started to do to get rid of it was drink the pain away, right? I was trying to drink. And people that know me, y'all know I sing, you know, so I ain't never smoked a day in my life. Yeah, I'm taking drinks and stuff, but I ain't no heavy drinker. But at this time, because of the stress, the negativity, and me basically being a bitch, I'm just be honest with you. You know, I know that sound explicit if you can relate, but honestly, man, I really look at it like it was a weak version of myself, and it's not who I am. I lost myself. I let myself go. Nigga was eating Big Macs. I don't even like eating processed food and all that shit. But here I am eating Big Macs, drinking every single day, getting fucked up. So I went from probably like 150 something, 160, like my normal weight, up to 200 pounds, right? So what starts to happen over some time is I start to try to say, it ain't my fault. It was her fault. It was these women's fault. That's just what it is. God made women wrong. God made me wrong. God made life wrong. Fuck this shit. I just had this negative mindset. So I ended up getting on YouTube, and that's where I picked up the camera, started giving dating advice because I was sleeping with a lot of girls. But my tactics and the things I taught y'all was not about being a mature man. It was not about being a masculine man, which are things I knew how to do and I know how to do. But I was deciding in my mind that none of this shit matters. I'm going to be evil. I'm going to do what I want. And I was basically projecting my pain onto the world. And unfortunately, in some areas, although there's a lot of good information in those old videos, and I'm not going to get rid of them because I want to show my growth and development, and there's still a lot of gems in those, right? So it's not like everything I was saying was BS or lies. The undertone of it was coming from an evil, wrong place. And unfortunately, I projected that onto a lot of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I was sleeping with a whole bunch of girls, lying to them, saying whatever. If they want a relationship, oh yeah, me too, right? If they want this, oh yeah, me too. Now, I never did this to this girl in that relationship. I never did this with serious relationships prior. But this is where I really turned up the heat on just being this evil, you know, guy that really didn't care about crashing out and hurting people because I was hurt. And I'm man enough to look at that and say that was wrong. I really was in this mindset of I don't care about nothing. I want y'all to understand that, to the point where my mama, and I'm real close with my mama, and y'all might get introduced to Mama Y and D one day. So my mama, she come to my house, you know, it'd be condoms and stuff sitting out and, you know, different stuff. And she knew I was sleeping around, and she would tell me, look, son, I get that you hurt, you going through this. Be smart about it. Don't let, you know, you never know. You could be putting yourself in compromising positions. I'm inviting these girls over to have sex with them. I don't know these girls. They could be up to anything. They phones could be tacked. You feel what I'm saying? And they boyfriends is looking at it and wanting to come show up. Cause I wasn't asking these girls if they had boyfriends. You know, none of that. And I was putting myself in dangerous positions. I was having a lot of unprotected sex. A lot of these girls would let me sleep with them raw. And I can't blame them because I was choosing to do it. I ended up getting STIs and STDs. Clear them now, I'm good. None of the permanent ones, you know what I'm saying? I was drinking every day, stopped going to the gym, was eating horrible. And I ended up just losing myself. Got up to 200 pounds. Wasn't looking that good. Wasn't taking care of my face, my hair, none of that stuff, right? And it got to the point where obviously my results start to diminish with girls because I became this negative, unattractive guy, right? Not only was I doing stuff to women that was wrong, I was picking fights and doing stuff with me to men, whether it was coming on YouTube, purposely trolling and talking shit about niggas, not because I really cared about it, but just because I'm fucking with somebody, right? Just because I just want to project bad. That's all I was doing. On the road in real life, outside in real life, a nigga say something to me, look at me wrong, I'm looking at a nigga. Why you keep looking at me, bro? This is what I'm doing to people. You see what I'm saying? That ain't good. That don't make you macho. And yeah, some of y'all might look at that and say, oh, that's real shit, though. You wasn't just targeting women. Nah, it's bad all the way around. You know, a nigga be looking looking at me. He didn't even do nothing to me. He looked at me too long. I'm like, you good? I see you looking at me. I'm waiting for this nigga to say something because I want to pop off. That's not mature. That's not a real man. I was hurt and I was looking at life in a certain way that was wrong. And I feel like I got to come on here and tell y'all from the bottom of my balls to all my boys out there. Let me stop fucking around. From the bottom of my heart, bro, if I taught you anything about manipulating, lying, crashing out, negativity, mindset, I'm sorry that I put that on you. To all the women that I lied to and manipulated, you know, different stuff, I apologize. I'm sorry for doing those things. I really had this mindset that everybody get what they deserve. If you wasn't supposed to receive it, you wouldn't have got it. So I looked at it like, because that's how I felt about myself, right? I guess I was deserving of the hurt and the pain. So if you let me lie to you, well, bitch, you deserve it because you stupid to believe it. In some sense, you know, somebody could argue that that's true. But I think the way I'm looking at that and the lens at which I'm even wording that is wrong. You get what I'm saying? Because just because they gullible or they believed me or whatever does not mean I had to be the one to inflict that pain and hurt onto that person. You see what I'm saying? I can be a positive change and do good for myself and for the world out there. I hope that makes sense what I'm saying. Next thing after that, I ended up catching two cases, okay, which I'll talk about on another date. This is from drinking, being aggressive, picking fights with dudes, ready to fight a nigga. What you gonna do, bitch ass nigga? You know, driving on the road, pulling up to nigga shit, just crashing out horrible behavior. It got to the point where I'm on YouTube teaching this shit, and I end up having a debate with the YouTuber Taekwondo. Shout out to Taekwondo for that, by the way. And in the debate, you know, as we talking, I guess he picked up on some of my intellect because I started off bullshitting, by the way. I came in there halfway serious with my points, but this little thing on the top, I don't know how to articulate it, but it's like just a little bit of like, yeah, I'm fucking with you though at the same time, right? But as it goes on, he broke down my walls, my guard, no homo, pause. And we having a good conversation. It's a good debate. Y'all should go check it out. I broke it down. And he gets to a point where he ends up saying, man, I can see in you that you basically you an intelligent guy and you got a lot of good that you can bring out. And you basically doing these people a disservice from not teaching them this side of you, but you only teaching them this manipulative side.
Just so y'all know, I understand everything Ty is saying. And I actually think that to be how he thinking is the same way I actually had that mentality in me. See, I'm just, like I said, I'm just a slimy, grimy nigga sometimes.
Your mind, you understand exactly what I'm saying. You know better. You might have met them at a level of what they wanted, and then you showed them what they need. I could tell you could be that kind of leader, bro. Step up. You.
And I'm going to be honest. I felt two different thoughts when he said that immediately. And you won't be able to see it on my face because I got a damn good poker face. But when he said it, I immediately got mad. Like, nigga, who is you to tell me how I should use this and that? But that stuck in my brain. You know what I'm saying? It stuck in my brain. It did. And it stuck in my brain. And I'm like, you right. You know what I'm saying? You right. I have all this knowledge. Young and disciplined, not young and distracted. I got all these experiences that I've been through that I can use for a positive thing to help guys that's never been through this stuff and actually put you guys on the right track. And here I am basically projecting hate and teaching y'all to go fuck a whole bunch of bitches. You know what I'm saying? And lie to do it. That ain't cool. That ain't cool. So that really did stick in my brain, and it led up to the day that I died. So let's get into that. So going into the day I died, I'm drinking every single day. I'm fighting two cases, stress all on my head. My work performance and my day job starts to go down. I'm trying to go into therapy, but at the same time, it's a lot of cloudy thoughts. I'm thinking negative. I'm moving negative. I'm living negative. I slept with 20-some girls in a small time span, and I'm getting my friends involved. They got to come pick me up from the police station and all of this stuff. And it gets to this point, man, where I'm just like, man, fuck it. That's really what I'm thinking. I'm negative to everybody. My cousins and family members is telling me, yo, my nigga, where's the old D at? The nigga that was getting up, hitting the gym, doing this, reading his Bible, doing this, that would never do X, Y, Z, that was authentic, that was being himself, that was, where did that nigga go? And that nigga was dead. That he was dead. And in my mind, it's like I was mentally dead to who I used to be, didn't know who I wanted to be no more. I understood that you get to choose to be who you want to be, but I felt like my choice didn't pan out like I wanted it to. And I was just like, fuck you. What happened was me and my cousin, we went out. We went to the zoo and we was hanging out and we was kicking it. I already was drinking. He didn't know this, but from that morning, I already had a whole bunch of Patron. I had some vodka and all of this stuff, right? So I was already gone, but he didn't know. We end up going to a bar. We go downtown. While I'm out, I approach some girls. We're talking to girls. We just having a good time. Me and him laughing. We doing what we do. We meeting new dudes, kicking it. Just socializing, having a good time, right? I'm buying him drinks. I'm getting drinks. I keep going up there. You never supposed to mix light and dark, guys. You're never supposed to do that when you drink. I knew that, but I didn't care. This is where I say it's like I killed myself, but I didn't do it like, oh, I'm about to just off myself. It was like a subconscious thing because, like I said, I felt like nothing mattered. I was mad. I couldn't forgive myself. I was hurt. I was kind of mad at God. You know, I wasn't even that mad at women. A lot of it was God and blaming God for how my life was and what life was for me at that time. And I looked at it like I was undeserving of it. And I wasn't fully taking accountability for what I did. And I also was looking at every experience negatively when really some of it wasn't even negative. You know, I was looking at it that way, but really I could have looked at it in a positive way, looked at it like a learning lesson, accepted the experiences for what they were and moved on. But I would not allow myself to do it. I just would not allow myself to do it. So here I am drinking light and dark. I don't know how many shots I had, but I drank so much that this is where my cousin said it was time for us to go. When I stood up, I just collapsed. A girl that was there, people that was there, they started filming me, right? Some people started filming me. They doing the whole joke. They talking about some, get up! They doing the little Meek Mill shit. My cousin trying to cover my face. You know, so if that went viral somewhere, and yeah, that was me laid out. The paramedics got to show up. And then they saying I start seizing at the mouth and all of this stuff. Next thing you know, I'm unconscious. I don't know none of this is happening. For me, it's like a blink, right? They put me into the ambulance trunk, okay? They put me in the ambulance trunk. And this is where they say I have no pulse. So this is some girl that intervenes. It was a young girl. Her name was Grace, which is crazy because what a name, right? Like Grace. And then I'm thinking about the grace of God. So it's like God sent her or something, you know what I mean, to help me. She was the only person. Everybody else, you know, my cousin said some girls would stop to check on me and see if I was okay. But this girl was really doing everything possible to make sure I was okay until the ambulance came and she's trying to stay with me. And so my cousin is there and this girl, Grace, this stranger is there and she will not leave my side. They take me up into the back of the truck. They call my mama and they talking to my mom, right? And they tell her, your son don't got no pulse. My mom tells me later that, you know, her heart dropped into her ass, right, when she heard this. Like, she couldn't believe it. She's like, I just seen, and I had just saw my mom earlier that day. So my mom, like, I just seen him. Like, what happened, you know? And what's crazy is she was telling me earlier to try to have a more positive mindset. And she was telling me, like, don't put yourself in nothing that could take your life, man, because you a millionaire walking. That's what my mama always tell. My mama always put, yeah, I wonder why I'm so confident and shit. My mama always put a lot of confidence in me and my experiences have as well. And so she telling me, like, man, you know, you can't let that this whole stuff just lose you. Yeah, you fight these two cases. Yeah, you went through this. Yeah, you go through this. But you're going to be all right, man. It's just part of life. You know what I'm saying? And so here I am, frustrated at everybody. I'm mad at the girl in some ways. I'm mad at women in some ways. I'm very upset at God. I'm ultimately hating myself. And I'm mad at my father for not being there to teach me that. I'm just starting to just blame everybody for everything and just be full of anger. You know what I'm saying? And unforgiveness. And it led to that day. I drank so much that it killed me. It took me out. And my mom is over here freaking out. My family members find out. They feel some sort of way. They worried about me. It's a bad situation. Luckily, they was able to get things going again. My vitals went back to normal, and they did what they had to do to keep YND here. I wake up the next morning in the hospital. Okay, I wake up next morning in the hospital, and I just remember waking up, and the it was three nurses in the room, and the first thing they say is, "Do you know your name?" And I'm looking at them. I said, "Why wouldn't I know my name?" And they start laughing. Right? That's the first thing I say. Like, why wouldn't I know my name? And so they ask me, you know, my full name, you know, social, and all of this different stuff to make sure my mind is still there, and all of this. And so, mind you, that girl that helped me, she went to the ambulance with me. She stayed with me the whole night. She kept my mom updated and talked to him because my cousin was drunk too. You see what I'm saying? My cousin was drunk. He wasn't like I was, but he was drunk too. So he kind of couldn't. He was kind of out of it. You know what I'm saying? I think she was holding me up and stuff, just, you know, with my, helping me, trying to help me with my breathing until it ended up just being gone, period. And the paramedics had to do what they had to do to, intervene. But I really appreciate this girl. I did thank her after that, and nothing came after that. We just talked a little bit. I just thanked her for being there and helping me out. The next day, okay, I leave the hospital and I get an Uber. When I get an Uber, the woman is like, why am I picking you up from the hospital? Like, everything okay? And so it was a black woman, an older black woman. And I tell her my situation and she's a stranger. So I just confide in her and confess basically everything I've been going through. I told her pretty much everything because I'm like, ain't nothing to lose, right? That's how I'm looking at it. And she just gives me this very, very good, almost like a sermon. You know, she was like, just like a church lady. And she just gave me this deep, profound breakdown of how I need to look at this and, you know, not being mad at the girl, not being mad at this, and just saying, look, and she started telling me what she'd been through with her divorces and losing children. I think she told me she had a son that died and, you know, just different stuff. And she said, it's just part of life. You know, it don't have to be a negative experience unless you look at it that way. You can take the lessons from it, learn from it, and do better in life and just accept life, the good and the bad. And she's telling me stuff that I already know, that I've already heard, but it's something that I'm feeling behind this lady's energy, and I can really tell that she believes what she's saying. And when I'm reflecting on the fact that how my mom reacted to me dying, how y'all reacted when I posted it, how family members did, how girls did, you know, and I started to say, man, what am I doing? You know, I'm gonna let this stuff, and it's all in my mind, right? It ain't no girl, it ain't women, it's not God, it's me that's taking myself out because I'm feeding into this evil, negative thought, and it's weak. It's a weak mentality, and I ain't no weak nigga. You feel me? So I said, you know what? I'm about to pick myself back up. I'm done drinking. No bottles in the house. Staying back in the gym. Fixing my mindset. Getting back into the Bible and being positive. Okay? Because after that conversation, she really made me want to change. Now, I go back to my house, right? I get in the crib. And the first thing I do is I start looking at my YouTube channel. And I sit and I watch myself. See, one thing about YouTube that's beautiful compared to just living life, guys, is you actually can watch yourself and see your own growth and see what you say. You see, because it's one thing to think stuff in your head and not, it's like stuff just kind of passed by you and you don't even realize that you said this or you did that. It's like you just be living. But to have these recordings and I get to sit and watch my slow descent, because when I first got on YouTube, I still had a more positive mindset. But as I'm doing it, as I'm being slimy, grimy, and I'm taking on this role of the villain and the evil guy, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Listen, everything I told y'all I did, I was really doing that shit, okay? And it put me more and more in a negative space, more hateful, more angry, more lost. And, you know, I lost myself. That's what happened. But I sit and I reflect on my YouTube, and the first thing I said was, man, if I went out that day, do I want this to be my legacy? Do I want to be known as the nigga on YouTube teaching niggas how to manipulate girls and lie to get some pussy? Right? What the fuck is that? What that shit lame as hell? Why you think I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm looking at it, right? I'm like, bro, I don't want to be known as this nigga. This shit lame. You know, and I talked to my editor, my boy Jacoby. He was helping me through this, and he was a good brother to me that's been here the whole time. Shout out my nigga Jay Breezy, my nigga Lon, my nigga East Sound, my nigga EJ, my nigga Los, my nigga Cam, my nigga Ace, my nigga Brand New, all y'all niggas. I'm trying to throw the code names. I'm sorry if I missed anybody, but shout out to all y'all for being there for me. And I get all this love showed to me too once niggas find out what happened, right? And I'm like, bro, I was gonna take myself out, and there's people over here that's counting on me. There's people over here that don't wanna see me go out like that. What am I doing? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I say, I need to change what I'm doing. I need to change my content. Look at this negative mindset that I done put on everybody. So I'm gonna issue an apology right here because I reflected and I see that it was wrong. Guys, if you learn how to lie and manipulate women from me, I apologize from the bottom of my balls, okay? Let me stop playing around. From the bottom of my heart, and I mean this, I am sorry if you received any sort of negative mindset or attitude towards women. I don't care. I ain't the author of that shit, right? So you ain't gonna blame me like I taught it to you. But if I reinforced some of your negative mindsets about women, if I reinforced some of your negative behaviors, if I reinforced anything evil and negative, I apologize, bro, because that was me projecting onto you, and it's not right that I did that. To all the women that I've hurt, that I slept with, that I used and lied to, not if we had a positive friends with benefits hookup and I was honest and direct, which I've done that a lot as well with a lot of girls, but some girls I would lie to depending on what I was trying to get to. I'm not saying I did every girl dirty or whatever, and I'm not necessarily making individual apologies, but as a collective, I'm sorry for what I did. If I came into your world and was just ruining your life, I do appreciate my brother Taekwondo for, you know, what he did and saying that little comment to me, because I don't know how much he knew it. It stuck with me, but it did. It stuck with me for a long time because he was right. I know I always been a positive guy. The niggas used to call me Malcolm X the sequel in high school. You know, Martin Luther King Jr., the return of the civil rights movement, because I've always been like this guy that's like, I want black people to do better. I want men to do better. I want women to do better. I have female friends and great relationships with women. And here I am being somebody that's not me. You know what I'm saying? All because of my own unwillingness to forgive myself, accept experiences for what they are, and be a fucking man and move on and just enjoy life as you should, right? Instead, I'm displacing hatred and anger and envy and all types of stuff onto other people, onto God and all that. But really the problem was within me. You know, the next day, you know, I reflected and said, I need to make a change. And I immediately got rid of my bottles. I made a whole new health schedule. I started reading my Bible again. I just tried to do better. And since then, I've been trying to do better. So a lot of these videos y'all see, guys, y'all might look at it and say, oh, you still posted this or you did that. Some of these is reposts from 7-8 months ago when I was doing that stuff. And also, it's stuff that been recorded for months, right? So this is what I want y'all to understand about me. At the end of the day, even when I make mistakes, I'm real, I'm raw, I'm authentic, and I'm not a nigga that's gonna hide from what I did. I don't wanna paint a picture like I'm picture perfect, cause I'm not. You see what I'm saying? I don't wanna look like that. So I was never gonna go back and start deleting all these videos and try to hide from that, cause I don't think that's real neither. I want niggas to see where I was, who I was, what I did, and that you yourself use it as inspiration that you can make a change. I want somebody to see my growth and then look at it and say, man, he grew from this. So as you can see here, I'm not in cancel culture. Nobody's coming to do nothing to me. I'm not doing this out of desperation. On my own 2 feet as a man, here I am apologizing for what the fuck I did, and I really am sorry, bro. And moving forward, let's talk about what's gonna be the future of this channel. And does that mean I'm not gonna give dating advice? No, I am gonna give dating advice. I'm always gonna be in this dating space until I decide to move on to something else, but I'm always gonna be doing this dating space. I don't wanna leave you guys hanging. I love and appreciate all you guys. I want the best for you guys. I just had a coaching call with a brother last night, you know, and he telling me about his low confidence stuff, and I'm trying to build him up. Man, my brother, you got value in yourself right now that you don't see. You got experiences and your unique makeup of who you are already make you different than me, her, him, that person, this person. I don't care if you don't got all the external validation and all the accolades. I want you guys, and I wanted him to be positive and feel good about himself, and that's what I really want to bring to y'all. So moving forward, I'm still gonna give dating advice. A lot of my sit down breakdown videos that I used to give, they're gonna go on the Patreon. It's just $5 a month. Okay, I made it cheap so that you guys can afford it. It's gonna be authentic game. It's gonna be honesty, being direct, keeping it real, true masculinity. It's gonna be true confidence, really building yourself up. It's not about deceiving. It's gonna be a balanced outlook on the world, a more positive mindset, not being hateful towards no women, towards yourself, to men, to this, blaming this, none of that. It's about accountability and just teaching y'all the best ways to navigate in this dating game so y'all can get the results that you want and attract good, high quality women that's fit for you. So if you're interested in that, go check that out. And on this channel, you're gonna see me do more story time videos. So what I thought was, okay, well, let me share all these stories of crazy sexual stories I've had with girls, different stuff I've done, but give you guys a moral story. So y'all know I'm the dating God, right? You know I'm the walking dating Bible in this mug, you know what I'm saying? So just like there's an Old and New Testament, that's basically what y'all gonna get over here. I'm about to give y'all stories, right? Just like you have in the Bible, narratives and real accounts and stories, whatever. And they have a moral lesson to it. That's what I'm gonna do. So I'm still gonna talk about stuff that I've done and share that with you and give advice, but I'm gonna do it in a more entertaining form and just be more open with y'all. So y'all can really know YND. I can know y'all better. I'm trying to be more active. I'm about to start streaming and doing different stuff. So I'm gonna tell stories with advice. I'm also going to do more infield videos with women, right? Just showing y'all how to deal with girls and be more positive. And you don't have to have this negative outlook. Some girls ain't gonna be for you. That's okay. It ain't nothing to be mad about. Or she gonna rue today in vengeance and getting back at somebody. And, you know, all this stuff that we do and us guys do in our childish nature. I want y'all to be more positive. I want y'all to be mature. I'm gonna make more disciplined videos. That's the name, Young and Disciplined, showing y'all, you know, workouts, how I eat, how I live, motivation, just stuff to get y'all pumped up as young men so y'all can get the bag. Y'all can reach y'all goals. Y'all can feel good about yourself and more positive and just live on a higher you know, frequency and vibration. That's what I want to bring. I want to bring positivity. To any YouTubers that I came at your neck and I said some disrespectful stuff, man, I apologize. I apologize, man. Hopefully you don't hold it against me. I was going through different stuff. And now, you know, I'm not saying I'm about to be a goody two shoes or nothing. I'm still just going to be real raw me. But I'm saying my intent for everything is to be more positive, to be more mature, to be masculine, and to be a God-fearing man and still have fun and show y'all how to live his life in a good way. Like, comment, subscribe, check out the Patreon. I will see y'all in the next video. Don't do what I did. Put down the bottle. Put down the drugs. Get rid of sorrow and sadness. Matter of fact, I'm going to put a scripture up here. It says, there's no profit in sorrow. You feel what I'm saying? There's no profit. Comfort your own soul. Love yourself. To the men watching, to the women watching, everybody should love themselves. None of that negativity shit. Woe is me. I got dealt this bad hand. I got deal with the cards that you got. Improve yourself the best way you can. Have good relationships. Be positive. And life is what you make it. I was reaping a whole bunch of evil and bad. I caught two cases and fighting this and doing all that because of my negative mindset and my choices and how I decided to respond to situations. That's it, right? Take the good and the bad in life. It's all a great experience. Life is a beautiful thing. I will see y'all. Peace.